You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today. Guys, I have to tell you, I'm actually really excited. It's thundering outside. I'm in New Mexico, if you don't know. I'm not joking. It literally has not rained here for over 140 days. That's what they said on the news. It is so dry here. I can't even remember the last time I heard thunder. And I'm so excited for like the potential for it to rain. There's like a real thunderstorm rolling in. I'm so excited and I really want to go outside and soak it all up. But my daughter Paige just fell asleep on the couch watching Miss Rachel. And the only time I can record is when she's sleeping because she's really loud. So we're going to get this recorded. That's how much this means to me to get this podcast out to you guys every Tuesday. But as soon as I'm done, you can believe that I'm going to be outside enjoying, hopefully, the rain that comes. I hope it rains. Okay, before we dive in today, I'm going to talk about the mistakes that I made in my Travel Points journey in the beginning, maybe not in the beginning, maybe like a couple months ago. I'm going to spill all the things that I have done because I don't want you to make the same mistakes. Some of the things that I've learned over the years in Travel Points, and I mean, like, I can teach you all the things, but these are like lived true things that I've just forgot about or messed up or wish I would have done differently, stuff that you can't really Google. And I want to share that with you because it's things that I've learned that I want to pass on to you so that you don't make the same mistakes, and just kind of share my story. So we're going to do that today. But before we do that, I would love to invite you to my free coaching workshop. It is on May 13th at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. We did this last month. It was the first time I ever ran this coaching experience. I only opened it up to 20 women or 20 people because I really want to be able to answer your questions. I leave a lot of time at the end. And before the workshop, I will be messaging you, asking you where you want to go on vacation in 2025. And I actually do half the presentation is my new travel formula that I have created. And the other half is actually going through the vacations that the people in the workshop are wanting to take and showing you from that free travel formula how to apply that to your individual destinations, booking flights, booking hotels, all of that. So it's a very immersive experience. And I keep it to 20 people. So I loved it last month. We had so much fun. We had trips there, Gatlinburg, Hawaii. I can't even remember the other ones, but it was so much fun and everyone really loved it and gave me good feedback. So I'm going to do it again this month. So it's May 13th. The link is in the show notes. We already have 5 women in. So if you want a spot, definitely grab one. But it's so much fun and I'm really excited to do it again. Also, quick reminder, the best credit card offer of the year, the Chase Sapphire Preferred, the number one card I believe everyone should have in their wallet, 100,000 points, normally 60,000 point sign-up bonus is ending soon. So definitely grab that. The link is here in the show notes as well. Seriously, if you do not have this card in your wallet, or if your husband doesn't have this card, or your sister or your friend, everyone needs this card. These points are so valuable. You will get at least like $1,250 of free travel, if not more, when you know how to maximize them properly. you could easily turn that sign-up bonus into $2,000-$3,000. Okay? All right, so all that's out of the way. Let's dive into the biggest mistakes that I have made in my travel points journey. So I'm actually going to go all the way to the beginning. I feel like I actually started in the travel points world hobby, whatever you want to call it, pretty well. I got the Chase Sapphire Preferred, just like I recommend everybody else gets. That was my first card that I got. I then got a elevated card offer with Marriott Bonvoy. I think I got 5 free night certificates out of that. So the first few cards, I think I did pretty well. The third card I probably could have done without. It was a Hyatt card. I don't believe there was an elevated offer. I'm actually thinking about closing this card here pretty soon. But really no mistakes. But the mistake I do regret making is not getting my husband the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. So I know he still doesn't have that card in his wallet, and I actually went to apply for it during this elevated offer, and he got denied. He has too many Chase cards now, which I'm like, how did I not get him the like most important one? I mean, it's not like the most important one, but I think it would have been valuable for him to have it, especially now for the sign-up bonus. So we're working on our Chase strategy for him. But if you don't know, in the very beginning when I started this, my husband actually had a terrible credit score. It was like, I want to say like 600, high 600s. Anyway, he could not get approved for any card. I tried multiple cards and he got denied for all of them because of a poor credit score. So I actually had to add him on as an authorized user to one of my cards. We built up his credit a little bit. And then I got him his very first card was a American Express blue card. And it was no travel points. Like, it was just to build up his credit. And then after that, we opened up him a Chase Inc. card. And I just wish that I would have opened up him a Chase Sapphire Preferred card right away, because I think they're just really valuable points. I mean, the Chase Inc., of course, like, we were still earning Chase points. But now I've gotten all of these Inc. cards and I can't get him the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. So yeah, I really wish I would have gotten him that one like I did for myself. Okay, these ones are pretty similar or pretty recent mistakes that I made on a trip that we took actually in January of this year to Hawaii. I talked about this on a podcast episode a little bit. But so first, make sure that you have a plan for the points that you're going to receive. If they're just flexible points like Chase or American Express or something, like, that's really not a big deal. You don't have to know exactly how you're going to use those. But if they're specific brands or free night certificates or things like that, you want to know how you're going to use them. So we were planning this trip to Hawaii for the whole family. It was kind of short notice. Like, we decided to go, I think it was in October, that we were going to go in January and we were going to take the whole family. And I was like, oh yeah, I totally can like pull this off with points and stuff. And so my husband was like, oh, okay. He has no idea how this works. And I overcommitted myself. I really should have gave myself more time. So like, that's my first thing. Don't rush your plans and your trips and try to make it happen so quickly. So like, I don't know. I'm a person that I'm like, oh yeah, we can totally do that. And I don't think it all the way through sometimes. And you want to give yourself time, especially for those bigger trips. If you have points sitting in your account and you're like, hey, let's go to San Diego this weekend, and you have the points, cool, do it. Book it right then and there. Like, that's great. But if you're like, hey, I kind of want to go to Hawaii next month, and you don't have the points or the strategy yet, don't try to make it happen right away, because you're going to get stressed. I was very stressed for this trip, trying to pull it all off, and like, everything just did not work out. So give yourself time. So we were like, okay, we're going to go to Hawaii. I was like, oh, it'd be really great if we flew first class over there on Hawaiian Airlines. Like, I've heard really great things about Hawaiian Airlines. Let's do it. So I got a Hawaiian Airlines card, signed up for my husband for it, and we were getting the sign-up bonus, and then I started looking for flights. And realized there are no business class flights out of New Mexico. There's like one flight out of New Mexico and you couldn't use your points for it. It was like cash. So we would have had to fly to like LA or San Francisco and then connect over. And we would like stay the night there and then go over. And it was this whole big thing. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I just wasted a card sign-up bonus because we can't even use these Hawaiian airline miles and we're not going back to Hawaii anytime soon. So I'm just going to have these sitting there. Long story short, we ended up being able to use them for a flight through Alaska Airlines to Seattle. So it all worked out. But I kind of wasted a card sign-up bonus, really, and could have more strategically gotten points that would have actually been able to be used for that Hawaiian trip. The other thing that happened was because I was rushing so much, when you sign up for a credit card, for a sign-up bonus, most of the time when you meet that sign-up bonus, so like let's say it's $4,000 in the first 3 months, once you meet that $4,000, it's usually deposited into your account pretty quickly or within that next billing cycle. You don't have to usually wait till the end of the 3 months. But that's not always the case. So I was like, oh yeah, as soon as we meet the minimum spend, which I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't very big. I was like, oh, we can hit that pretty quick. We'll have the points. Even if I wanted to book the Hawaiian Airlines flight, I could not have because they were not deposited into our account until the day that we left for Hawaii. Like, I'm not even kidding. It was literally the day and they were in our account. So we had to wait till the end. So that's why I say give yourself time, because I wouldn't have been able to use them anyway. So two things learned there, like make sure you have a plan on how you're going to use them. Do your research. Don't just sign up for a card. This whole Hawaii trip just had me so stressed and I really did not think it out. It all ended up working out, but give yourself time so that you get the sign-up bonus in time to actually use it and that you know how you're actually going to use it. The other thing, it was the same thing with a Marriott card. So we got the Hawaiian Airlines card and then I got a Marriott card for 5 free night certificates that we were going to use for this Hawaiian trip also. And same thing, they didn't get deposited into my account until way later on. And when I went to go, we booked 2 rooms on points for the resort. And then I needed to book 2 more rooms, which is what I was going to use the free night certificates on. So I had already booked the 2 rooms. Well, when I went to go look for the next room to book, there were no more rooms available. So even if I would have had the free night certificates, I couldn't have booked it. So we ended up booking just 1 suite for everybody else that didn't have a room with cash on that trip. And so it totally worked out. They got a really nice suite. We had the money. It kind of sucked. I didn't get to do all of the rooms on points. But I learned my lesson to give myself more time. Like if I want to plan another trip for everybody for Christmas, like I should be planning it right now and getting the points right now for it. And also know like when you go stay at a hotel, like I was planning on doing 4 rooms. Every hotel is very different in how many rooms that they open up for you to book on points. And the same thing with airlines, like they only open so many seats. So if you're like trying to get first class or business class, usually the airlines only open like 2 to 4 seats for each flight. So do keep that in mind. So I've been able to book, and it just depends on the resort. Like that one, I got 2 rooms and then there was nothing left. I've done 3 rooms on points for like a friend's trip before, but know that you can't get like unlimited rooms on points after a certain point of that date. They're going to close it because they obviously are wanting people to pay cash. So also keep that in mind when you're planning these trips that there's only so many seats. There's only so many rooms. Some weekends there might not even be rooms. There's very few, like there's no blackout dates when it comes to points, but there are subject to availability depending on like what's going on that weekend and stuff, especially for the more popular resorts and sought after ones. It can be hard finding availability because there may be 1 room that's available on points. So like I said, plan out in advance, try and find what you want. Have a plan. And that kind of leads into the last thing is to have a plan. So when I first started this, and like I said, for flexible points, it's not a big deal. Like you can rack up all these Chase points and then be like, okay, where do we want to go on vacation? Like we have 300,000 Chase points. Let's book some flights in some hotels. Like that's totally fine. And that's how I started. And then once I started seeing, okay, like we can go anywhere. Like, where do we want to go next year? And starting to plan out, like, for our family vacations and saying, okay, like, I want to go to Costa Rica or I want to go to Tulum. Let's go to Hawaii. Like, planning that out and then working backwards on that strategy is really important. And I've come to learn that through my travel points journey now that I am planning some of these bigger trips and I'm having more of a plan in place for the next year. And that is why I have developed this free travel formula, because it's really important for those trips. So that's what I teach in this coaching workshop, is my new free travel formula. It breaks it down on how to actually work backwards. So we pick the trip and then we build the strategy for that trip. And that's really important so that you know that you have the points for the hotel to be able to stay at the resort you're wanting to stay at, to be able to fly on the airline that you're wanting to fly on, to get the business class seat if that's what you want, to be able to stay for 7 days and not have to cut it short because you don't have the points. Like, all of that is part of this formula that is going to get you that exact destination that you want. And so I have learned now that I want to plan better for those bigger trips and still accumulate the flexible points so that we can be like last year in December, we ended up going to Phoenix for the Fiesta Bowl. My husband wanted to go and I didn't book that resort until I think it was like a week or two before we left. He was like, hey, I kind of want to go to Fiesta Bowl and my friend has a ticket, like, let's go. And I said, yeah, we have the points. So I like to keep that stash of flexible points for saying, hey, let's go on vacation this weekend. But I also like to have a plan for those trips that we know we want to take that are bigger destinations that we might want to fly business class to, those types of things. That's where that formula comes into place. So those are really the things that I've learned. One other thing. In the very beginning, when I was getting all the cards and like getting all excited, I was spreading myself thin across all of them. So I was spending on all the cards and I wasn't switching my account. So like my phone was getting paid off of one card and then my Walmart pickup was on another and my Amazon was on another, and I wasn't switching my payments over to the newest card I got. So I was, let's just say I had opened three cards at this point, trying to hit a sign-up bonus on this new card, my Hyatt card, because that was my third one, and I still had my Amazon account hooked up to my Chase Sapphire Preferred. And so there was payments going on all these cards, and they were all different payment times, and I was getting overwhelmed. And to be honest, I actually missed some payments. I was like a day or two late and was like, hey, you need to make a payment. I was like, oh, crap. Like, I didn't realize I had money on that one because it was just going to my Amazon account and I wasn't thinking about which card it was hooked up to. And so now I really strategically only spend on one credit card at a time. And it's the one that I just recently opened because I'm trying to meet that sign-up bonus. And then I'm usually opening up another card right away. So I'm only spending and I'm switching my accounts to that one card so that I don't have payments all across the board. If you do, like my husband, he has a business and they are spending, he has employees, and I don't always get them employee cards. So some of them just have random credit cards. And so there's always charges on all of them. So for that, I actually just put them on auto pay so that I know that they're going to get paid and then I don't miss anything. And so really, if you can, just spending on the card that you just opened, putting everything on that so you don't have to worry about making a payment on, I mean, I have over 13 credit cards in my wallet. I don't need to be making 13 credit card payments every single month. I really only need to be making one personal and one business payment, and that's it. So it really simplifies it. It's going to reduce the risk of making a late payment or missing it or getting a late fee or any of that, because we don't want to accumulate any late fees. We're paying everything off in full every single month, and so we just want to keep it simple. So that's everything that I had written down. I'm sure there was other mistakes that I missed, but those are really like the big ones that I think are really important for you to know, especially with like the planning out and making sure you have enough time and not trying to like get it all done really quickly, and just giving yourself time to hit that sign-up bonus to get those points and then building a plan. So if you're like, I really want to go to Hawaii this year, I really want to go to Europe, right now is like seriously the best time to book flights to Europe. You can go for dirt cheap. I digress. But if you have like a certain trip that you're like, I really want to go to Europe, but I don't know how to make it happen with credit cards, like I'm lost, you need to come to this workshop on May 13th. I will help you walk you through everything that there is to see and how you can develop that strategy for that trip. It's going to be so much fun. I loved it last month. I'm so excited to do it again. But I hope you got value out of this. I hope me sharing my mistakes and all of that helps you, because it's not easy for me to admit that I'm not perfect, but I'm supposed to be an expert in this space. And so sharing that is a little bit vulnerable. So I hope you got some good tactics and points out of it, and that you use it in your travel points journey too. So I will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.